Well, yesterday on the program, we heard from New South Wales Health call centre worker Colleen. She told you about COVID-positive residents of Western Sydney who are stuck in their homes for weeks beyond their 14-day isolation because of paperwork delays.
The longest that I've seen is up to 38 days, when it usually would be 14. The system's failing us. The medical team are not doing the discharges. I think it's disgusting. I think it's really unfair. It shouldn't be happening to these people at all.
That's New South Wales Health call centre worker Colleen on the program yesterday. Well, today you're going to hear from someone in Western Sydney who has been stuck at home in isolation for 32 days. Diane lives in the suburb of Greystanes near Parramatta with her husband and mother. Her husband tested positive for COVID on August 13th. Diane tested positive after being tested 12 days later. Her mother tested negative. Diane completed her 14 days of isolation last week, but cannot leave her home because she's awaiting official clearance from New South Wales Health.
So my husband tested positive on August the 13th. My mum lives with us, we both tested negative the following day, but we're obviously in isolation for 14 days. On day 12, mum and I both went for a test. She tested negative, I tested positive. I haven't heard from New South Wales Health since then.
So did you get any contact initially when your husband was first tested positive?
Yeah, when he was positive, we were getting a daily survey from New South Wales Health, like just checking in, ensuring that we're okay. And we were getting surveillance checked daily by the police. But that stopped as soon as I was positive.
And since then, you haven't had any contact from New South Wales Health?
No. So contact tracers from WA Health called me a week later, but they weren't able to give me any advice or help at all because they were from WA and didn't know our rules and regulations.
Were you surprised that you weren't getting contact from New South Wales Health?
I was, particularly because I knew the care that we'd had when Peter was positive, so he was getting a call every day as well. So I was very shocked. I didn't know where to go, to be honest.
When was the last time that your household had any contact from New South Wales Health?
So my mum received a text message on the 27th of August, which is the day that when I tested positive, and she got a discharge message from New South Wales Health. We obviously, common sense applied and realised that she'd have to stay home for another 14 days, but that's the last time we've heard from New South Wales Health.
So have you had any official discharge for your husband or yourself?
My husband has been officially discharged, so he followed that up with them. It took 2 days extra. So he's still isolated from us, still sleeping on a lounge in the studio.
And what about for you?
Haven't heard anything, so I've called every day since the 30th, called a million different people, emailed people. And then last Friday, they finally gave me Parramatta's local health district's phone number to call, which was a bit frustrating, but I still haven't had a call back.
So how long have you been in isolation at home?
Today is my 32nd day of isolation.
And when is New South Wales Health saying that you will be discharged?
So when I spoke to somebody on Monday, they said it could be up to 7 days before I hear anything.
What's your view on that?
I'm quite upset by it, to be honest. It's a long time to be isolated and our mental health is definitely impacted by that. I would prefer if I could at least get a day. So we're a bit behind, but we're going to call you on Thursday, not just waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody to call you.
So when would it have been 14 days from when you first tested positive?
Last Friday. I haven't received a call from them in 18 days. That's how late they are.
So your family being in isolation for 32 days, that's partially because of the rollover of cases of your husband getting sick first and then you testing positive later and then these delays in discharge, is that right?
Totally. And so we were advised, my mum and I, not to get a test till day 12. I actually reported symptoms on day 2 or 3 and they said, if they're mild and they go away, don't bother getting tested.
When do you think you'll get out?
Well, I'm hoping tomorrow, but I don't know. That's the frustrating thing. I can't organise life, my work, just stuck waiting.
But if you were to try and leave your house now without discharge, you'd be facing a $5,000 fine.
That's exactly right. So I can't risk $5,000.
What do you think needs to happen with the system, Diane?
So I definitely think that they need obviously more people. I grasp that the system is under pressure and I really appreciate that.
Do you feel sorry for some of the health workers who are in these overloaded regions?
Oh, I totally feel sorry for them. It must be awful, and that they're the people I really feel sorry for.
How important do you think it is for the general public to understand what's going on and how much pressure there is on the system at the moment?
I think it's really important so that you're prepared. If you know that it's going to be 21 days that you're stuck, for example, then you can deal with that mentally. It's the unknowing that you can't deal with. And now, like, people around me, my friends and family, they'd probably be hesitant to go and get a test if they were a casual contact or had mild symptoms because they don't want to be stuck at home for 33 days.
That's Diane, a resident of Greystanes in Western Sydney, and her family did get another visit from the police this morning checking up. And that's a follow-on from our story yesterday from the call centre worker Colleen talking about delays for people in Western Sydney who finished 14 days of isolation but are yet to receive their paperwork. If you'd like to share your experience of being stuck in extended COVID isolation, please let us know. You can reach us securely via email at theworldtoday@protonmail.com. So that's theworldtoday@protonmail.com. I'll repeat that email address at the end of the show.